Joining me in the studio is Jennifer Robinson, Executive Director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, and Rachel Roy, a board member, here to talk about the upcoming Chamber Banquet and Awards Ceremony and Silver Saver Cards. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Oh, thank you so much for having us today.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off with the banquet. That's coming up on Saturday, March 29th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What are some of the fabulous goodies that people can expect if they attend?
Well, we're going to have, it's a really fun event. It's one of Sitka's fancy, I guess, events of the year. So you get to dress up. It's plated and butlered hors d'oeuvres and all of that. So it starts out with cocktail hour, delicious dinner. We do our awards ceremony, which I'll talk a little bit more about, and we're going to have some entertainment. Laura Turcotte and Andrew Hames would be just a little bit of a taste of what we'll have for entertainment that evening. We'll be giving away Alaska Airline tickets. We have a silent auction, a dessert auction. So the whole evening's a lot of fun.
And the theme is Hollywood Classic.
Yes.
Are people expected to dress up in Hollywood finery?
Well, you will be met by the paparazzi when you arrive. There will be a red carpet, so you may want to dress appropriately.
Okay, so a little taste of Hollywood here in
Sitka. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
How important is this event to the Chamber? What function does it serve?
It's one of our biggest events of the year. The biggest part of it for us is we do our COSSAC CAP Award, which goes back to 1974 in my immediate records. The Chamber is actually founded in 1903, so we've been around a long time. But the COSSAC CAP Award's been around a long time, and that is it was established to honor those who have distinguished themselves in unselfish and extraordinary public service to the citizens of Sitka. And all the awards are secret, so each year we give that, and then also the Business of the Year and New Business of the Year. So those will all be unveiled that evening.
So is the banquet sort of showing appreciation to the Sitka business community?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what else should we talk about in terms of the banquet? What time is dinner served? Is it a strict 6 to 10 p.m.? Can people come and go? Or is it very scripted?
It's pretty scripted. We usually sell out, so you do want to get tickets early. We're doing it a little bit different this year. We're actually not selling paper tickets. You can buy your tickets online at sitkachamber.com, or you can call the Chamber office at 747-8604. So you'll actually have to have your name on the list in order to get in, and we'll have a VIP entrance and everything. So it's a lot of fun. Cocktail hours, the first hour, and then dinner is served at 7. So it's pretty scripted. It's definitely not a come and go event.
But is this usually well attended?
It is, yes. I would say it's our best attended event of the year. So.
And well, do you have to be a part of the official business community, or can anyone attend?
Anyone can attend. It's absolutely open to the public.
Well, let's talk a minute about the Sitka Chamber of Commerce and community involvement in that event. For folks listening who might think it's simply for the business community, if you know the average person on the street wants to get involved, what opportunities are there for them?
As far as the Chamber in general?
Can they attend Chamber lunches?
Oh, absolutely. So most of our events are open to the public, and we do a lot of different things throughout the year, from the 4th of July parade to our lunches to the banquet. I should have a whole list of our events in front of me. Our Seasons and Celebration downtown is a big one also that we do, where we serve hamburgers and hot dogs and all of that to the public. So most of our events, I guess, are open. We have a few that are just for members. The events are a great way for the public to get involved in what the Chamber's doing. And then we also do a lot of, I guess, behind the scenes work, which is more advocating for the business community. So
public events, though, are not just for business owners.
Generally
for
speaking,
everyone.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And Rachel, you're helping to organize the banquet this year. What are you excited about?
Well, I've been heavily involved with the decorations for the event. And so it's been really exciting to plan and look at different ways we can really transform the Harrigan Centennial Hall to a whole different level that you've ever seen. There'll be crystal chandeliers, and it will be completely different and very, very special. And so it's really the event that you want to go to, and all the little details is what I've really been involved in, and that's been a lot of fun. I'm planning to make some bourbon cherry cordial cupcakes.
Ooh, I'm looking at a photo of that.
And they're beautiful, and those will be part of the dessert auction, and so it's definitely going to be really special, and it's been a lot of fun to just be really involved in making it a really unique and fancy event.
Do you have a fancy outfit all planned already?
I did. I went ahead and ordered something, and it's just fun to be able to dress up and, you know, fix your hair and get and just kind of take some time to be a little fancy for an event in Sitka.
Crawl out of the Carhartts for a little bit. And
well, sure. Mostly everyone does. Right. It's still Sitka, so, you know, we'll probably still have a few in extra tufts. But
right. We may have some bedazzled extra tufts, right?
But, yeah, for the most part, people generally dress up. It's a lot of fun.
So proceeds from the dessert auction, where are they headed?
It all helps the Sitka Chamber. It goes in. Basically, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, so it's all part of what helps us do what we do all year round. So
how can people get tickets?
SitkaChamber.com or 747-8604 or stop by the Sitka Chamber office. We're in the Trout Center building upstairs. We actually share an office with CETA, the Sitka Economic Development Association, so you can stop by and see me. So
okay. Now, Silver Saver cards, new ones are out or coming out?
They will be out on April 1st. Very excited. I am putting together my list of advertisers for the new card right now. You have a couple of days if you're not on the card yet. The Silver Saver card, I've been asking around, and to my understanding, it's been around since either 97 or 98 was when the cards came out. So we've been doing this for a while. They're very popular. I figured it out. We distribute around 900 to 1,000 cards every year. So roughly 10% of Sitka's population actually uses these cards, which is pretty impressive. And they are quite highly anticipated. About the beginning of April, everyone starts asking, oh, the new cards are coming out soon. And so, yeah, you still have a couple of days. If you haven't gotten on the card yet, definitely give me a call. I'll make sure that you're on there. And if you haven't bought a card before, you would be amazed at the deals you will find on these cards.
So for the uninitiated, how do these cards work? Uninitiated, how do these cards work?
So, you have to be a chamber member. This is one of the things you do have to be a chamber member to be a part of. So if you want to advertise on the card, you do have to be a chamber member.
For businesses to
advertise on them. Anyone can buy them. So at any of the participating stores. And so last year, we had on the card Aurora Business Supplies, Tongass Threads, Shelter Cove Publishing, Silver Basin, Old Harbor Books, Bernard Builder Supply, Westmark Sitka, Alaska Raptor Center, the Daily Sitka Sentinel, Fisherman's Eye Gallery, the Dock Shack Cafe, Orion Sporting Goods, True Value, Russell's, The Cellar, Sciatica Totem Square Inn, and Petro Express were all places you could get discounts last year. And then I know new this year, we're also going to have Homeport Eatery on there. So very excited about that one. And as for more than that, you'll just have to wait and get your card. But you go to any of those participating stores and you can purchase your card and then you can use it at any of those participating stores throughout the entire year. And each store has a different discount that they offer depending on what they want to do. So.
And generally at time of purchase, they'll ask you, do you have a Silver Saver card? And then, you know, enact whatever discount.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They offer. Okay. How can folks get a hold of these cards?
Well, they'll probably want to wait till April 1st to get a new one since the current ones are only good for another couple of weeks. But, I mean, I guess if you're going to make a huge purchase, then you might want to get one now. But any of the stores that I listed that are advertising, as long as they're advertising on the card, they'll be selling the cards. So
great. Well, we're just about out of time. Any closing thoughts?
Thank you so much for having us today.
Well,
and we'll see you at the banquet.
All right. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Robinson and Rachel Roy from the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber's annual banquet and award ceremony is coming up Saturday, March 29th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The theme is Hollywood Classic, and you can get tickets online at sitkachamber.com. Also, Silver Saver cards, new ones are coming out beginning of April, and there's still time for businesses to get on the card. Just contact the Chamber.